Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, we are back. Hour three underway here of the NFL draft and our coverage of the NFL draft here on WGR.
We're not math majors. That's why
that's right. Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, TJ Luckman here for you for the next several hours. Let's go to the Western Hotline at One Bills Drive, where Sal Capaccio joins us right before the Bills pick here at 1:41. We have the Commanders on the clock. Their pick is in. It is Xavier Thomas, edge. Who just went to the Arizona Cardinals. Sal, good afternoon to you. First time we're chatting. Hopefully you got some sleep last night. Let's talk about the newest Buffalo Bill, Ray Davis, a 24-year-old running back out of Kentucky. Incredible story. He, I'm sure they've picked a few guys on day three of the NFL draft to have features on. He's one of the guys that had a feature on ESPN just about his background and his story. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it is for sure. I'm just reading our buddy Matt Perino just posted a story. It says Bills running back Ray Davis grew up in the San Francisco 49ers foster care system. His parents spent time in prison, asked about what it was like and how it helped shape who he is. Said he learned to attack his problems, never run away. He runs at them. This is complete Bills DNA in him, right? I mean, I would say there's a huge theme about all of the four Bills draft picks so far, guys. And that is leadership qualities, guys who are not afraid to speak up, do things to on their own, to take accountability for themselves. If you listen to Keon Coleman and the way he spoke, if you listen to Cole Bishop and actually Brandon Bean talk about Cole Bishop, which is amazing, like the way he talked about him in this regard. If you watched Dwayne Carter on his Zoom literally mute his microphone and go tell his parents and his family they had to be quiet because he was on and talk about how, you know, hey, and I had something to say and they needed to, you know, understand what was going on here. Like he's a man and taking charge and not in a threatening way. But what I'm saying is these are leaders. The Bills had a lot of leaders walk out the door. They are replenishing their roster with leaders right now.
It's a good point, Sal. And I wanted to ask you too, just in terms of where we are at this draft right now, Sal, the wide receiver position obviously was one that was, I think, made a big deal of, and I mean, rightfully so. There was a lot of holes. They move out over 200 targets in this offense, Sal, between Gabriel Davis and Stephon Diggs. Maybe if you're looking at some frustrated Bills fans, it's that they haven't continued to address the wide receiver position, but an opportunity here to do it at 1:41 with guys like Brendan Rice and Malik Washington still on the board. Are you also surprised, or are you sort of the mind that this team and Brandon Bean knew there were holes to fill on this roster, and they are filling them, to your point, with leaders, but guys that I think their first three picks could all step in and have immediate roles right away? And I think that matters when you're drafting for a team right now that is, you know, trying to fill some backlog, some holes that they've missed this offseason.
Yeah, I think if you draft a receiver now, and I'm fine with it, and they should, and they probably will at some point here, but I think that player might not even get a jersey on game day at this point. Everybody else they drafted is. They're playing. They're going to be on this roster, going to contribute. A receiver you take now is fighting for a roster spot with a guy like Justin Shorter, Andy Isabella, KJ Hamler. Like, they're going to be fighting for a roster spot. There's no guarantee they're going to make it if they get drafted right now. So, yeah, and I agree they need depth. And not that those guys are, wow, oh my God, they put a fear into the defense, but, you know, they're guys in the NFL that you have to come in and beat. And as a fourth round pick, it's not going to be super easy. So I understand it. I do think they have to add, but they're not adding their number one or their number two receiver at this point. In this case, Ray Davis, he can walk right onto the Bills roster and become an immediate backup. He's going to compete with Ty Johnson to be, James Cook's backup. And I would not at all care about his age that much as a running back. That is the one position that I don't think it matters that much, because generally, and even in Buffalo, they use him 4 years and that's it, right? I mean, like, look at Devin Singletary, 4 year player. Okay, great. Did a really nice job. Gone. I mean, Zach Moss, they traded. Even James Cook, like, is he going to be here in a couple more years? I don't know. Maybe. Are they going to give him another contract? I don't know. But it is the one position where you generally, you know, 4 years, and then, okay, maybe you can do it if you can still be a backup, play a, you know, 1 year deal here and there, and that's fine. So I wouldn't worry that much about it. If it was a different, you know, role and a guy that is coming in here, then, you know, maybe a little bit more concerning long term, but I wouldn't worry about it right now. He will be 25 years old. It is wild to me, though. The Bills chose a guy who's not even 21 yet, who's going to be 21 in May, and another guy who's going to be 25, right? I don't have it off the top of my head. How old is James Cook? Can one of you guys look it up for me real quick?
He's young, too. Try to find it.
How old is
James
Cook? James Cook is... Yep. Go ahead and let me know.
James Cook is...
James Cook is 24.
There it is. Beat me right to it.
So he will be 25 when?
It's September 25th.
When's he turn 25?
He'll be 25 when September. The
season starts. Oh, he's going to turn 25 right before Ray Davis is back up. So, yeah. But anyway, the point isn't James Cook's, but this is his third year in the NFL, man.
That's pretty crazy. Bills on the clock sale. Quickly before I let you go, because then we'll get this live and we'll get some reaction for this. Are you surprised that they haven't done more to move up now? I think this is probably the least talked about trading up in the NFL draft. You have to have teams that want to move back. So that matters in the conversation for all this. But I am a little surprised that we haven't seen them, or I even thought maybe they package up a couple of these fives and try to move up back into the fourth, have two fourth rounders. I don't know, Sal, that they've got all the roster spots available to take a sixth, a seventh, and then four fifths.
I am seeing who the Bills are taking.
We can do it now, yeah.
Yeah, we can do that now, Sal, if you want.
Let me tell you?
Yeah, absolutely.
According to Jordan Schultz, first to report this, a center, Cedric Van Pran Granger.
It's quite a name.
That's a name.
Georgia center, Cedric Van Pran Granger to the Buffalo Bills. By the way, Ray Davis's whole real first name, or whole name, I should say, is Ramon Walter Jamar Davis.
Ray for short.
That's fantastic.
Just call him Ray. I'll let you guys go talk about the new center of the Bills, because that's going to be happening here. And we'll jump on a Zoom call with him, and I'll check in with you a little bit later.
Thanks, Sal. Appreciate you. Sal Capaccio live from One Bills Drive as we get you the newest Buffalo Bills center, of course, Cedric Van Pran Granger.
And guys, stay glued right here, because
they're picking soon again.
They're picking three more spots away. We're already here again. We're already back to basically looking for them on the clock.
They did need to add to their offensive line as well. They've had some guys
considering
that are
moving Mitch Morse left.
Mitch Morse left.
SEC player too, by the way.
Not just SEC, but maybe Georgia. The pinnacle of the SEC in Georgia as well, kind of taking over that you know, reign from Alabama. And so this makes sense. I like the pick. It's very clear they're going to add a veteran wide receiver.
Let's be real about this. They could still take a Jamari Thrash or Wash.
They can, but I think to Sal's point, though, too, like,
because they pick three picks from now.
But you're taking a guy in like a fifth, sixth round. Like, they're not walking into boundary wide receiver. Like, and believe me, I know Stephon Diggs is a fifth round pick. I'm on Ross St. Brown, who just got paid a boatload of money, was a fourth round pick.
Let me throw this at you, too.
So there's been players, but they're anomalies typically.
So yes. Cedric Van Pran Granger, the newest Buffalo Bills center from Georgia. He is 22 years old. He'll be 23 in October this year. Second team All-American first team all SEC this last year.
There we go.
He won the SEC Jacobs blocking trophy. He was also a team captain. He was a team captain in 2022, and he was also a second team all SEC player last year. Back in 2021, he led the team in snaps played. So this is a 3-year starter for the Georgia Bulldogs. He started 44 of a possible 48 games. The four that he missed were his freshman season that he was redshirted. He played every game from his sophomore, from his redshirt freshman, sophomore, and junior season. So this is a very reliable player. Second team All-American. That's a good pickup for the Bills.
He's also a very big center. 6'4", over 300 pounds. I mean, that's a big guy in the middle of your offensive line, especially when, if he ever really does get on the field, if this is kind of their eventual replacement to Mitch Morris, have 1 year Connor McGovern, you're going to have 6'6 Osiris Torrance on his right side, 6'4 Cedric Van Pan Granger. I mean, that's, they're adding size to that O line. So, yeah, looks to be a very good pick, and it's their first of what will be. It's looking like 4 5th-round picks.
Yeah, no, this is also an opportunity for this team to really reload the youth into their depth.
Especially the O-line, because, I mean, they have had that, but you've also had guys like Tommy Doyle, who, I mean, he's been there.
So just unlucky.
Yeah, just a lot of injuries where it really never got off the ground there.
This is probably where corners is going to be an option for them as well.
Oh, yeah, baby. You know it is. The
corner's going to be an option here. Not to mention, I think they usually would like to spitball at a linebacker here as well. You'd mentioned something about that yesterday.
I'm waiting for it.
So
I'm excited.
It's fully expected that these are opportunities for them to take a bunch of positions to really just inject a little bit more youth into their depth and not have to worry a lot about being a veteran team as they usually have.
I'm just waiting for the 5th or 6th round receiver that is taken that can overtake the Justin Shorter mania that some of us have been experiencing over the last 2 months. I just need a new character to enter the season.
You need a new character to be the preseason caller du jour?
Yes. That's it. That's all I'm looking for now.
First of all, I'm telling you right now, you're wishing for our newest enemy in August.
Yep.
You know that, right?
I know what I'm doing.
I know. I'm just saying. Just want to hear a different name?
PFF Bills, by the way, for Van Pran in 2013, 485 passing block snaps, 13 QB pressures allowed, 0 sacks.
Love it.
Okay, what was that?
He had 485 passing block snaps, 13 QB pressures allowed, and not a single sack allowed.
485 pass set snaps, you said?
Yes, pass blocking snaps, yes.
Last year?
Yes.
Yep. This guy's pretty solid. Like the numbers. I like those numbers.
Yeah, I'm good. And again, he's also in a position center that's not taken high.
No.
Oftentimes not taken high.
You get value out of this position here.
Yes, you get a lot of value out of this position here. And when was Mitch Morris drafted? Does anyone know what round he was off the top of their head?
Give me a sec.
I want to say he was a 3rd-round pick, but I cannot remember.
I will check it out for you, and you'll have your answer in just a few moments.
He was drafted. Second round back in 2015. Okay.
Yeah, but centers, like your top tier centers of a class typically will be round 2, late round 1.
Yeah, but you can get a lot of value here.
Yeah, no, you can absolutely get value on your positions. And this
especially because I've loved how the Bills' offensive line development has gone. Spencer Brown, outside of a really injury-riddled second season, has become very serviceable as a later round pick. Of course, you have Deion Dawkins really ascending into what he has. Osiris Torrance played every single game last year.
Oddly enough,
great.
You know what's funny? The Bills could, for the 3rd straight year, draft a receiver in the 5th round.
This would be the 3rd straight year, you said?
Khalil Shakir, Justin Shorter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's now becoming a thing of like, I should kind of
showing them up on the screen here, too.
Yeah,
so.
No, I do love
Anthony Gould, he goes to Indianapolis. That's another receiver.
Double it
for them.
Up on receivers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now I'm just looking, though, at like what this team has been doing with their draft classes, I feel like my niche now has just become finding fun facts about the Brandon Bean draft classes.
The Brandon Bean draft situation.
Yes. Yeah, no, like they typically...
What does he normally do?
Yeah, no, and Buffalo, before that, 2 years prior, took receivers in the 6th round. So, like, they love throwing dartboards at a receiver as well. So, like, me saying Jamari Thrash, like, it's not about a guy that could challenge for the roster. It's
really
a dartboard.
Gould there, too.
Yeah.
I would have liked Gould at 44.
Yeah, Gould right there as well. Buffalo's going to be picking Coming up next, the Falcons pick is in, so that means Buffalo's on the clock. We're already back here, guys. We just did it. We did it, everyone. We're here again.
I would just like to point out that it's going to be an early day for all of us.
No, I love this.
And that
we're
is
moving.
A huge win for the people.
No, for the people.
It's 2:15. You can't be calling this yet.
Yeah, relax.
There's plenty. Yeah,
relax.
Let's maybe wait until
they
we're closer to the end before we start really celebrating.
They do not have 2:48.
I understand that, Derek. But stranger things have happened.
Oh, no, could you? We're gonna trade back in the seventh round, everybody.
that's what I'm telling you. Like, stop. Just stop. You're setting yourself up.
Power outage in Detroit that delays the draft 45 minutes.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. And I'm trying to look as menacing on camera as possible. If they trade back in the seventh round, I'm slapping you and directly you on camera.
It's tough. I'll be gone.
I have called my shot a few times during this draft and have missed.
We're done with Facebook Live at 3 o'clock. I will turn it back on just so that everyone sees me slap you.
I mean, my favorite was round one, the pick before Jacksonville takes Brian Thomas Jr. I said it was written in the stars.
Like, I'm about to go Will Smith on you, man. Like, look out.
Oh, this would be good. Are the Bills on the clock yet? Who did the Falcons pick? Let's go. Come on, Atlanta. Let's go. Come on. Take another quarterback.
Come
Spencer
on,
Rattler off the. We've still not had another quarterback go, by the way.
It's like they're bad, Zachary.
The Falcons should take him. Falcons
they
should take
it.
Rattler.
They should do it.
Oh, my God.
If Kirk they do Cousins that, was also a late round pick to a first round pick. It comes full circle. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Stop.
Spencer Rattler. Yes. No? Come on. Mel looks tired. Mel Kiper looks
tired. Bills could take a quarterback.
I mean, they absolutely could.
They could use some depth at the quarterback position. Could. They should use some youth, really, though.
And you get a guy like Spencer Rattler where he could probably run your offense as a backup. He's got the arm to do it. You're not losing a lot there, where typically with Bills backups, you lose a ton there. If you're going Case Keenum, Mitchell Trubisky, Matt Barkley, you typically lose a ton of velocity on throws going to your backup, which is to be expected. But they've never really tried to like make sure that doesn't happen too much.
Come on, give us the pick, baby.
Yeah, I don't love this, man. Like, let's go. It's the fifth round, Atlanta. Come on.
No, it's ESPN's
We're just
fault.
Talking about how quickly everything was going and how early we're going to be
your
out of
fault.
Here.
It's crazy. It's crazy
your
what
fault.
Happens. It's crazy what happens.
1,000% your fault, Zachary.
I won't take that. No, it's not my fault. It's Atlanta's fault.
No, it's your fault.
No,
it's ESPN's fault.
Their GM has to explain his pick again before the owner fires him.
No, this is ESPN's fault because they could have already had this well and done.
I mean, you don't even worry about selections. Just start like going through it. Just start going through it.
Yep. Like, we don't need to do
this.
This
is insanity.
We're all just sitting here waiting.
Waiting. Because
the last two picks have just gone. Like,
Unfortunately, our brains have all stopped working until this pick is made.
Yeah, no, and I don't know why we're doing it like
this. My brain is firing on all cylinders now. Oh, all right.
They had to get the family together.
Yep,
okay.
That's right.
See? I told you. It was ESPN's fault.
A lot of Germans announcing picks today.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. No, really, it's...
Aren't they playing in Germany this year for the first time?
I believe so. Well, no, they played in Germany last year.
Last year they did.
Okay. Yeah, no.
But they're doing the international player, international fans.
With Tampa?
Maybe. Was it Tampa in Munich?
TJ Tampa. He's still available, isn't he?
No, he was taken.
He was taken by who?
Back in the fourth round. Give me 1 second. I gotta grab it.
I feel like Brady and the Buccaneers.
You're right. He was taken by the Baltimore Ravens.
There we go.
What's with the Ravens taking the value players
all
that were sinking?
To take a linebacker from Notre Dame. Good job, Atlanta.
Ooh, JD Bertrand though. Nice.
Is it, or are you just being a fan?
He is a captain, a leader downhill. He's got some pretty good athleticism.
Would you have liked him here?
He's probably one of my favorite players from Notre Dame.
I believe we have a trade.
Trade up? Trade back?
Bills are trading out of 144 to the Bears.
Zach!
I love my job.
That's Ryan Talbot. Ryan O'Halloran have it, so quite a few people saying this.
I love what I do.
If they get a seventh-round pick for this is your fault.
I would think they're going to get a future.
They're going to get a future pick here. It cannot be anything for today. I'd be very surprised if it's anything for today.
Like Homer Simpson, Bart Simpson is going to happen on camera.
What this could be for the Bills is we really don't like anyone that's left. We're just going to try to pick
up. The Bears have come in.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
They didn't take a
punter. The Bills trade 144 overall for the Bears for a 2025 fourth.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, they hate the rest of this class.
That's nice.
That's nice. That's a great trade.
I kind of wanted to be able to just like shake you.
But that's the thing. If they don't like anyone really left in here, you're going to start seeing that where they just start picking up assets for next year.
All right, because
what they like to do then, they may want to get active at the trade deadline this year. They did that this year with Rasul Douglas in a third round pick. And now, thanks to the comp pick fiasco that happened, they may not trust that now.
I like they usually are good at working the formula, and now they're thinking, all right, we can put Madison in our own hands.
Also, good for the Bears. Way to be like, you know what? We're not going to stop with the punter. We're back, baby.
But also then, why take the punter?
We got Detroit-style pizza for lunch, and we're back. Who do they take? What are we thinking here? Well, I mean, what do they even need,
what
honestly?
Does it matter?
They're probably going to take, like, a cornerback, too, right? Like,
I'm sorry. When you make a trade into a pick, you also have to say who you're taking with that trade. That's like, nonsense. You can't trade and then, like, okay, now what do we do?
Now what? They said yes. I didn't think past
right, this part. Yeah, I didn't think past this part. Wait, it's like, wait a minute.
Like, everyone was packing their stuff up. Like, what do you mean we're back?
That's what I'm really hoping for, is that it's like a GM or an intern going rogue.
We can't do the last pick on a punter, guys.
It's just an intern that's been there for 3 months is going, not on my watch. Just runs in there.
I haven't dreamed of working for this organization not to draft a punter with the last pick in my first year.
They take Austin Booker, the edge out of Kansas.
Okay. So the assistant to the general manager is making this call like, hey, I'll give you a fourth
assistant
next year.
Assistant to the general manager.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the not assistant general manager.
The assistant to I said that.
Okay.
The assistant to the assistant.
The assistant to the general manager decides, no, we're not done with just a punter.
Pulled a coup. Ryan not ending a punter.
Ryan pulls us out, just getting pizza somewhere. He's like, wait, we did what?
He's watching the live coverage to see the Bears come up. The worst part is if he likes the pick. He goes,
no.
You know what? Not bad.
I think our
not bad, actually.
The smooth brain is kicking in, guys.
I like this for the Bills, though. Pick up a fourth round next year.
Yeah, no, that's great value.
If you don't
value.
Like anyone in the fifth round, I have no problem with that at all.
That is
again,
great
a lot of
value,
these guys,
though.
Yeah, a lot of these guys are going to be, as Sal pointed out, too, they're trying to even get a jersey on game day, let alone even just making the team as well.
It's
come
tough.
Summer.
And we had mentioned, like,
no
Zach, you and I were saying a lot of there's no way they make all these picks in the
fifth
round.
Wait. I just, so it looks like.
Oh, you can't come
sense.
In like that.
Yeah,
that
no. You got to have the full sentence, man. Can't do that to us.
Oh, okay. So the Bills traded the Bears 144 overall, which was the pick that the Bears sent the Bills. For Ryan Bates.
Ah.
Oh, that's funny.
That's awesome.
They wanted
wait a minute.
Back.
Wait a minute. Let's rethink this.
I want
why don't we give you
back.
The fourth for next
I
year
want
instead?
My picks back and
then
I want
cool.
David Putney because I feel like it.
All right. Before we take a timeout, let's grab a phone call. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on our coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, it's kind of disgusting, isn't it? I'm telling you, this is – I don't know who's going to rate these drafts soon. I think this is going to be a D-minus.
Oh, buddy, yeah.
I mean, what happened to the receiver train? I mean, that derailed quickly. We've got nothing to help the QB at all. He's going to be standing back there, and he's going to have to run more, and then we're going to need another QB.
That's just, come on.
Mike, listen.
Also, most draft grades, most experts I've read have loved the Bills draft for value. And I'm sorry that they didn't trade up to 9 to get a receiver. I'm sorry that they had more needs. I'm sorry. It's ridiculous,
though.
Let him
go.
If they got Roma Dunze, they still didn't have another outside wide receiver, and we're still sitting here going, hey, OBJ, let's do that. I'm sorry.
Well, listen, I think that...
It's ridiculous.
Thank you, Zach.
You can't look at a draft while it's still going on and call it a failure. We just and as Marv Levy would say, you don't know what you have in your draft class until year three anyways.
Also, you can't call this draft a failure. Objectively, it has not been.
If you really
they
wanted,
can all stink, and I'm not calling this a failure.
If they stunk, then it would be a failure.
It's just, yeah.
Hindsight,
in the current sight. If they all stink, it's a failure.
Today,
a failure, yeah.
We're fine.
Oh yeah, well today we're fine. Sure. But yeah, in a few years. But
we reserve the right to be mad later, etc.
But my problem
is 4 years later.
But my problem is, and we got to hit a break here too. But my problem is just. It's gone too far. They had other needs. They caught a ton of veteran depth that has been here for years. They needed to fill other needs. It was not just wide receiver. And we got lost in the plot of just there was three big names and then a bunch of dudes with red flags that might fill roles. But everyone saw the depth and went, oh, well, they can just take like four wide receivers. Troy Franklin is 170 soaking wet at 6'1".
He
went
in
a gadget offense and went in the fourth. Jameer Thrash is still available on the board. Brandon Rice is still available on the board. Guys that were being pegged as maybe second, third round guys, not even being touched, not even being thought about.
Furthermore,
it's too much. It's gone on too long. There were three guys in this draft class that everyone and their mother was like, that's next wide receiver, most likely.
Right.
And guess who didn't want to get rid of them? The teams that needed wide receivers. Arizona.
Easy.
You need to help with Kyler Murray, and he's a generational prospect. Done. The Giants. We need to make Daniel Jones work because we paid him a boatload of money, and we need to make that work. Malik Nabers. Done. And the Chicago Bears. We're done thinking about 1985. We've got to go offense. They take Odunze. Unless you wanted to trade up every single pick, like Ricky Williams trade, there you go. I'm sorry.
We got to take a timeout.
That's two freakouts today, by the way.
Coverage of the NFL Draft on WGR is presented by Fiegel Carr and Joyce, your border attorneys, and brought to you in part by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by Brody Construction. Join us in Building Buffalo and by Upstate Honda Dealers for great deals. Visit your local Honda dealers today. Nick Urie, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones. We continue our 2024 coverage of the NFL Draft next here on WGR. Welcome back. Our continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft continues into Hour 3. Nick Urie, Derek Kramer, and Zach Jones with you here. Great little tweet I just saw from Greg Thompson that if the comp picks hold up for next season, that the Bills would be up to as many as 13 picks in the 2025 NFL Draft. A first, 2 seconds, a third, 3/4, 2/5, 3/6, and a seventh. So a ton of ammunition. A big change, I think, in strategy and philosophy for Brandon, being a guy over the last couple of years that's been aggressive in moving up to get guys, now has really started to settle in, move back in this draft, collecting picks next year, and Audric Estime finally off of the board to the Denver Broncos.
By the way, Zach, you had that beautiful telling of what's up to a caller there. That I get it.
I'm just tired. Nate, you said like we got like 13 picks potentially next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they want to trade up or even trade.
They can do whatever they want next year.
A Brandon Ayuk. I mean, that's the thing.
That's the thing. They have the assets next year.
How many wide receivers did San Francisco take this year? Not just Ricky Pearsall. I think they took another one as well. So they're kind of signaling they're not going to pay Ayuk.
Yeah.
There's also a potential chance he's dealt after the draft, or Cortland Sutton is dealt after the draft. They've picked up a ton of draft capital, including another fourth next year.
I just wanted to say, by the way, just to add on to those points. First of all, I love that the guy said that they did nothing. They took a receiver with their first pick.
Derek, they didn't take Rome Odunze. They did nothing. Portion of this fan base, they didn't trade up everything like Ricky Williams, they did nothing.
The thing is that was fun to dream about in day one. And when it was done, it's done, but they still used a top asset like we all thought they would want to, or like we would want them to go and get a wide receiver. And they did that. They just did it in a different way. They still took a guy who was projected to be a first-round pick in the second round, so they even managed to get value on it. Like, it just, there's something to it where, like, when you say to me, like, or to us, like, they didn't do anything, and I'm pointing right behind me, and the name Keon Coleman is over my shoulder on this camera. Like, just learn how to have fun and enjoy life, man. Like, that is just.
But he wasn't Xavier worthy.
I don't care.
No offense, man. I know you like Xavier Worthy. But he wasn't Xavier Worthy, so they're not going
to
stretch the field.
You guys want me to start snatching throats? Because I'll do that. Like MacGruber.
Hey, you know
snatch
what?
A throat.
Please,
but I mean,
end my misery.
In all seriousness, we'll bring up Xavier Worthy in the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Would Bills fans rather have that where they keep missing on early first-round picks on offense, even with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, or they take starters that are constantly playing? Again, they lost to the team that won the Super Bowl because they had no one at linebacker.
But also, ready? There's only one team that wins the Super Bowl every year. And the Bills are evenly matched with this team. They just end up on the wrong side of these classics.
Matched up with the dynasty of the 2020s.
Yeah, they're like rhyme or reason be damned here, Zach, for a moment.
Tommy Eichenberg.
They are, overall,
Raiders.
4-4 when it comes to these incarnations of these two teams, they're 4-4. They just lose at the worst time. But yeah, they are right there with them. And the
the only team I honestly fear most of the time in just playoffs and regular season is Cincinnati somehow. Cincinnati seems to have their number. Just they don't match up well with them. But Cincinnati, we're already kind of seeing with cheap ownership.
They're falling apart.
They don't really keep anybody around.
Yeah.
Well, let's take another phone call. Let's go to Rob in Connecticut, who is on hold. Rob, welcome. You're in our draft coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft. What's up, buddy?
Gentlemen, what's going on? Hey, Zach. You know we've been talking a lot. Derek,
love you, brother. How you doing, man?
I've been wanting to catch up with you for a long time, buddy.
Hi, Rob. What's going on, buddy?
Not much. Listen, I am not here to throw wood on the fire, the Kramer fire. Relax.
Hey, I'm good. Zach was the powder keg, not me.
You're awesome.
I'm chill as a cucumber. I don't know what you're saying.
All of you guys have done a great job. The one thing is we don't have to worry about the fat uncle eating all the Thanksgiving dinner and eating grandma's cranberry sauce. You guys had me in stitches Thursday night. Now, I'm going to say this. Yes, I was very disappointed at first because it was Kansas City, but it had nothing to do with Worthy. But it all makes sense. It all makes sense. It doesn't rent space in my head. The only thing I had a problem with is we are resentful against the Kansas City Chiefs. It was like putting salt on an open wound. Mm-hmm. But we have to move forward as fans. And I just want to praise you guys so much because all I have is you guys to listen to because I cannot see. I'm visibly blind. So you guys are my eyes. And so far, I'm happy with what we've done in the draft. I have no complaints. But, Derek, one thing I do want to say to you is when we were going into the playoff game against Kansas City.
Oh, no.
Pre-game, I was listening to that. You had me so fired up, I was ready to run through a wall. You are a madman. I want to hang out with you. I want to party with you.
Trust
dude.
Me, Rob. It's,
Derek,
it's pretty underwhelming.
You.
Can we mute Nate?
Thanks.
Rob, I appreciate it,
thanks,
man.
Thanks,
bringing
Rob.
The fire here today. I appreciate you. And you know what? No, I like having fun. You shut up, Gary. Just because my back is about as good as yours does not mean you need to slam me here.
All I'm going to say, Derek, is that I'm just... I'm very happy that... luckily, Rob is visually impaired, so he doesn't have to see us three today because
But Rob does bring up a lot of good points that we need to bring up.
I'm in my average form.
No.
Barely shaved.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not. Yeah. We are in radio because we are not lookers, okay? But Rob,
speak
I appreciate.
For yourself.
Okay, anyway. So the mustache, do we need to go on? Anyway. Rob had some good points,
it's
though.
It's a good mustache.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of more
because
or
you
less
can't grow one.
I'm just going to. Am I going to be able to say what we need to say?
No, not anymore. It's,
okay.
It's
are we just foregoing Rob's call here? He brought the fire. It was a good draft.
Know.
It was. I'm throwing. You know what? Hang on. You know what? Yeah, there we go.
You couldn't even get it through.
Couldn't even hit him.
That's why I'm not a quarterback. So.
That's a fact.
Jesus, I lost my train of thought there. Thanks, guys. It was a good draft. They went about it. And yeah, immediately on Thursday night, we were all different, varying degrees of upset.
Yeah.
Like, I threw my hands up in the air when I knew that they were trading with Kansas City. I didn't care what the pick was. I was just like, dang it. But then. I was the one to say, let's take a step back, breathe, relax, and regroup tomorrow. And Nate was more upset because he really liked Worthy. But we all came back the next day, and what did we do? We all regrouped. And they took a wide receiver. They take Cole Bishop, who is going to be a starter for this secondary for a long time to come. And a cerebral leader? Yes. Dwayne Carter. That's a guy who is a leader. He's going to be on that defensive line rotation. Like, this is not just about getting guys in here that are talented, because it's all three of them do check that box, too. There's Ray Davis, a guy that has been around now, like, through college football, consistently putting up 1,000-yard seasons. They're putting together a good draft with depth pieces to reload. They are reloading on the fly, and that's what the best teams do.
I I got some other opinions of Derek. A listener texted in and said,
"Oh no,
Derek sounds like the kid that brought a snack pack to school every day in his lunchbox."
Oh, first of all, what's wrong with that?
And then I was going to say, what does that mean?
And then I responded back, "Well, he did have a Pop-Tart and Twix for breakfast this morning." So,
but second of all, what does that mean? I'm not sure if that's an insult or not.
I don't know either. I can't tell. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Bill.
It's because your parents loved you. That's why.
You're joining our coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Just calling about the Xavier Worthy trade with Kansas City. He would have fell to 32nd anyways. I think we completely fleeced them. Because pick 28, 29, 30, and 31 were not interested in him. And we ended up getting a free third-round draft choice and gave them a fourth-round draft choice. And on top of that, he's got a history of dropping a lot of footballs. And the last thing I want on the Bills is another guy that drops passes that are thrown right in his arms. You see some of the catches this Keon Coleman kid makes? I mean, the kid's going to be a star. It was a great move. Anybody that says it wasn't, no offense, you don't know what you're talking about. This guy, Xavier Worthy, keep wanting to call him James Worthy, but he's going to be a bust, and you heard it from me, and that's the way I feel about it, and I feel strongly about it. That was a great move, and it doesn't matter we traded with Kansas City. We, like I said, we got over on him. It was a really bad move by Kansas City. They would have got him anyways at 32nd, so it really didn't matter. So, kudos to the Bills. Kudos to management. Bean's awesome. Anybody that doesn't like him, it's like, my God, how can you not like this guy? Great draft picks. They're gonna be a contender again this year.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. Just a real quick update. Spencer Rattler off the board. Finally, another quarterback. After 12, there had been 138 pick gap between
six QBs and
quarterbacks. Spencer Rattler goes to New Orleans, where
QB7 getting taken in the fifth round is typically normal. What's not normal is that the first six all went in the first round.
First 15 picks, gotta love that.
First 12.
I will say,
people don't forget.
As much as I was defending the draft a minute ago, I do have my complaints with Bean. Don't get me wrong. I mean, swinging for the fences for guys like Von Miller. And trading away picks for immediate help.
The chase not gets always, dangerous.
Yeah, not always great. Sometimes works out. Obviously, the Stephon Diggs thing absolutely worked out. Signing him to an extension and then never actually getting to set extension, not great. There are mistakes made. However, as I've brought up a few times, Brett Veach, the GM of the Kansas City Chiefs, also makes a ton of mistakes.
You know what covers up mistakes? Elite quarterback play.
Yeah.
Exactly what's happening with both teams. I mean, the Bills have made their faux pas, as you just mentioned. The Chiefs have made theirs. And Patrick Mahomes won a Super Bowl last year with a bunch of flotsam and jetsam at wide receiver.
And partially, he did that because he had a Hall of Fame tight end in Travis Kelce.
Yeah, so it's not like Kansas City. Look at New England. They built a dynasty over draft mistakes because they had the greatest quarterback to play football.
Yeah.
So it's okay to have the mistakes, and it's okay to look at some things and call questions into it.
I will tell you,
though. But when they're actually doing a good job in the moment, and this draft is in that moment, that call setting you off, it just makes so much sense, though, to tell it what it is, Zach. So,
it's not just the draft. Like, there are guys that seemingly are very much available. Ayuk, I would imagine, is still available. San Francisco continues to draft wide receivers. I would imagine he's not going to get paid by them. And if you freed up cap space, or like Nate has brought up, what we're going to have, like, potentially 13 picks next year, mm-hmm. 2 seconds, a first, multiple fourths, I think multiple thirds as well, or maybe just even one third. That's assets to go trade for somebody.
What we were talking about, they didn't have the assets to do it this year. Guess what they have next year?
Because even though they had, at the time, 11 picks, it was a lot of late picks.
It's a lot of late picks. They're all here today. Yeah. And now, next year, they have ammunition to move wherever the heck they want if they want. Yep. And if they and the other side of this, someone has to want to move as well. It's not just what the Bills can do.
We got to take a timeout. On the other side, we'll close up hour three. Get ready for hour four. The Bills will be picking again at 160. So we're closing in on that as well as you listen to our continuing draft coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft on WGR. All right, welcome back. We are closing up hour three of our draft coverage here on WGR. Bruce Nolan's going to join the program next hour, so stick around for that if you're a fan of Mr. Nolan, like I am and everyone else in this room.
We genuinely miss having him around.
Derek,
yeah.
Why don't you update us on the most recent draft
picks? Do I have to?
Yes.
Okay, I guess. So, the Bills traded out of 144. Austin Booker was the selection from the Chicago Bears, who gave up a fourth-round pick next year to reinsert themselves into the draft. And then, after that, Denver taking cornerback Chris Abrams-Drain out of Missouri. Another corner going after that to Tennessee in Jarvis Brownlee Jr. Running back, Audric Estime? Estime? He's a Notre Dame
Estime.
Guy? Help me out here.
Audric Estime.
Okay, don't look at me like I'm supposed to know this.
It's his favorite player ever.
You know what? Now I'm glad.
His favorite team.
Now I'm glad that I butchered it just to spite you. Linebacker Tommy Eichenberg out of Ohio State going to Las Vegas. Josh Newton, cornerback to TCU. Spencer Rattler. We finally had another quarterback taken. It was now just, you know, as Nate said, 138 picks later in between quarterbacks. He goes to New Orleans, the South Carolina passer going there. Jalen Carlisle's to Indianapolis out of Missouri, the safety. And then Aeneas Smith out of Texas A&M, wide receiver for Philadelphia. That is the latest. The Jaguars up at 153. Buffalo selects at 163. So we are 10 away from maybe the Bills taking another. Oh, excuse me. No, they're at 160.
Yep.
So 7 away and then 10 away. So they have another of that 3-pick in-between combo. Back to you.
Thank you. So we, as I mentioned, we're getting ready to close up this hour. I will be heading out. Derek and Zach will be taking over. I mentioned this to Sal Capaccio that I was surprised that the Bills haven't done much trading up. They haven't done any trading up this draft. They've traded back. They've gathered more picks this year. They got a future four next year. Would guess that they could potentially continue doing the same thing. Maybe move another one of these fifths for next year's fourth.
I think so.
Otherwise, what other positions are you guys looking at? Anyone else on this draft list that are still available that you're looking at any names?
I mean, a guy like Malik Washington out of Virginia,
that,
of course.
That's kind of been my
honestly,
name. Brendan Rice is still available, too.
Jeremiah Trotter well. Jr. is a name that I've been keen on. Jeremiah Trotter
okay.
Jr.
Jeremiah Trotter, yep.
Yeah, and that would be a pretty good idea here late in the fifth round. Like, you know, why not? Take a stab.
Yeah, see what happens. I mean, it's a lot of what it is. It's just you're throwing darts at this point. Fill out a roster spot.
Or the Bears offer you a trade too good to refuse.
I also think with them gathering picks for next year as well.
Oh, you're armed next year. I don't think you need to do it
again.
Try
to swing a trade. Denver drafted Troy Franklin today. Mm-hmm. I think Cortland Sutton might still be available.
Never mind.
You're now way overloaded at potentially fourth round picks for next year.
I like the Denver's wide receiver core, though. I would hold on to Cortland Sutton.
I mean, I would too, but they seem to be kind of...
Who'd they draft? They drafted a receiver.
Troy Franklin.
Troy Franklin, Denzel Mims. They've got the Johnson kid, too, that has played well. Roshan Johnson, is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah, but like, there's no real, like he played well, but like there's no real established player other than Sutton.
No, but I mean, Denver is rebuilding.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. So they get another fourth round pick.
But why not try to help him with at least an established player like Sutton?
Well, and I think that's the thing.
Spitballing. I don't know.
But I think that's the thing is we all got lost in some of these names for the rookie wide receivers, but many of them would not help the Bills right away. They just wouldn't.
Yeah.
They weren't talented enough. They all had very clear, glaring red flags outside of the top three. So even if you liked Troy Franklin, you probably weren't sitting there going, that's a 1,000-yard receiver right there. That's a 100-catch guy. Probably not. In all seriousness, probably not.
Chargers ended up with Cam Hart, another Notre Dame player I really liked. That was the pick
before
the Bills.
Right.
I didn't even see that. That's a player I like a lot. Yeah.
All right, Nate, your last thoughts since you're going to be leaving.
My last thoughts.
Lucky boy.
Good luck to both of you guys. Great coverage all weekend. Appreciate all the work you guys did, the time we spent until next year. Otherwise, I would like to see the Bills get one more receiver in this draft.
I would agree.
At this point, like Zach had said, Brennan Rice or Malik Washington.
Still two picks left in the fifth round here.
Two guys that I would like to see. Maybe Jacob Cowing, Arizona. He's a 4-3 guy. I might want to look at somebody. Jamari Thrash still available, too.
Cowing
What's that?
Cowing went.
Cowing did go.
Yes.
When did he go?
He did. He went near the beginning of the fifth round, I believe.
No, he didn't. Gould went. Cowing's still available.
Cowing's still available? No, he went last pick of the fourth round. San Fran.
Ah.
That's right.
San Fran's stocking receivers.
That's the receiver.
That was why, because you'd mentioned San Fran's stocking receivers. I looked at their draft, and then I saw Cowing on there.
All right, fellas. That'll do it for me, Nate Geary, Zach Jones, and Derek Kramer taking things over. TJ, thank you for 2 days of your service. We appreciate you, my friend.
TJ,
and
TJ!
Continuing coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft rolls on next here on WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.